house with praise. Come into his house with a hallelujah. Come into his house with thank you, Jesus. Every Sunday is a time to worship and magnify the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. So, all the preliminaries are out of the way. We've sung all we could sing. Is it my turn? It's already my turn. Well, praise the Lord. We have first-time guests? I tell you what, let's let them sing a special. I'm just kidding. Heart attack over here on the left. It's funny, we work so hard to get guests and visitors, and Pastor just runs them off. Oh, my word. Hey, we're having fun. Praise the Lord. All right, then, while you're standing, if you have your Bibles or if you want to read along with us on the wall, amen. Let's look at Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. Praise God. Isaiah 28, verses 11 through 12. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The word of the Lord says, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. And this is why. This is one of the reasons why. To whom he said, this is the rest wherein you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. That was a particular group that didn't want to hear it. I'm glad this group wants to hear it. Praise God. Amen. It was the rest wherein the weary shall rest. The Sabbath in the Old Testament was a day. We'll teach it on a Tuesday night. I hope you're here. But the Sabbath in the New Testament is being infilled with the Holy Ghost. Here's the bottom line. I don't care when you have church. Just have church. But if you want the rest, you need the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is your refreshing. It is your renewing. Amen. That's why Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift of God that is within him. Amen. So it is a gift. It's rest. It's power. It's authority. It's dominion. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And so here's what I want to preach for just a little while this evening. I want to preach a subject entitled, Let God Be Faithful. Let God be faithful. Amen. I know it's a struggle for mankind to be faithful to God. Amen. It's a never-ending battle, but it's always been a battle that we can win. Amen. That we submit and that we subject ourselves to God. Amen. That we surrender ourselves to the Lord. It's the will of God for us to do that. And so the anointing is here again to break the yoke and to tear down all the strongholds that are against us. Amen. But yet it is another thing altogether for us to let God be faithful. Amen. And so we're going to talk about it just a little while this evening. Praise the Lord. So let's look to the Lord in prayer and let's ask God's favor. Amen. Jesus, we love you. Holy Ghost, we lift you. Master, we thank you this evening for the chance. Praise you this evening for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity just to be here, to stand and share the word of God with such a great, wonderful group of people. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to move and that you continue to bless, save, and redeem, and set free, and liberate. Lord, our intentions, once we find out how to do this thing, is to let God be faithful. Somebody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm here to tell you tonight in simple form that the Spirit of the Lord has got all of this life stuff worked out. How many of you will agree with me that God knew you before you were born? That he, when he died for you, you were on his mind. I'm telling you right now, God has a plan for each and every individual in this house right now. I don't know how interested you are about that. I don't know if that does anything for you, but I'm telling you, if it would interest you, if the light were to come on and you were to realize that there is a perfect plan from God for you in your life, I want you to know God knows exactly what that is. There's not a devil in hell or out of hell that can take that away from you. It is a plan that God intends to unfold. Amen. Hallelujah. He's got it worked out. He's got it all figured out, and he's got it all under control. Isaiah said, he is the rest wherein the weary shall rest. Amen. I wouldn't have to ask for a show of hands to find out how many people are in a struggle right now, because hands would fly up all over the house. I wouldn't have to ask how many are in trouble or how many have situations that you would love to see resolved right now, and life would be so much better. Whether it be physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, or whatever it is, it could be better in a moment's time. Amen. And you're here, and you need that. And yet, here's the Lord saying, he's your rest, wherein the weary shall rest. Amen. The tired, the weary, ladies and gentlemen, they are finding us. They're finding our church. And when they come in, it's like a filling station. They come in, they fill up, and they leave in better shape than they were when they came. And the longer they stay, the better off they get. And that's not because of me necessarily or you necessarily altogether, but it's because they're finding out that the Spirit of God is a place where they can rest. The anointing of that Spirit of God breaks yokes. The anointing of that Spirit of God tears down strongholds. And the anointing paves a way. Hallelujah. And so the tired, the weary, they're finding us. Are you ready? Are you ready? Why don't we get our smile on as a child of God? Why don't we get our praise on as a child of God? Why don't we get our faith? Hey, we need faith enough for two. Them and you. So the Holy Ghost stands poised and ready to turn sorrow into laughter. How many of you could use a little of that? I know I can. Hallelujah. Amen. Laughter is good medicine. Those of you that are in the valley of I don't know, amen. I speak a word of faith to you. Amen. The Holy Ghost tonight is going to make a way. I said the Holy Ghost is going to make a way. I'm speaking a word of faith to somebody tonight. Amen. If you want the way maker to come in and make a way, then you know what I've got to do? I've got to get out of the way. I'm telling you right now, I don't care how sick you are, and I can get by with saying that. Amen. I've been so sick that within the next 30 minutes, I could have lost my life. That's what the doctors told my wife. He could have died within 30 minutes. Amen. So I've been sick before, and I know what I'm saying. But I'm telling you right now, and I don't mind telling it every time I preach. There's no way I'm going to let the devil have my hallelujah. There's no way the enemy is going to take my praise. If I can't lift my arms, hallelujah, I'm going to lift my voice. If I can't lift my voice, I'm going to sing it in my mind. Hallelujah. And if my mind is gone, I'm telling you, praise is going to come out of my heart. Hallelujah. It is the will of God. The Holy Ghost, amen, is ready to turn your sorrow into laughter and to please you and make you happy again. Praise the Lord. The church of all people need to be a happy people. And the reason I say that is because people that know not what happiness is needs to find the happiness that they can find in the house of God. Look with me at Romans chapter 8, verses 31. We got a little bit of scripture here, but that's fine. I won't take long. Verses 31 through 39. What shall we then say to these things? Paul went right to the point. He said, I'll tell you what I'll say. If God be for us, who can be against us? Remember I said we've got to get out of the way? Amen. If he's the way, let's not block the way. Amen. There's a way, the Bible said, that seems right unto man, but the end of that is a devil's hell. Hallelujah. You can't work out your own salvation. Salvation comes from God alone. You can't work out your own healing. You can't work out your own deliverance. You can't work it. You get yourself in a circumstance, but I'm here to tell you it's the grace of God that's going to get you out. And all I'm responsible to do is let him know I believe it. I believe it. I want somebody to believe it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You can look at me funny if you want to, but I know what I'm saying. My God can deliver you. My God can set you free if we can get out of the way and let the way maker make a way. We may be faithful to worry about it. We may be faithful to fear about it. We may be faithful to live in torment about it. But why don't we just let God be faithful and see us through it? I believe God will honor your faith. I believe God is moved by our faith. And if your faith says it's going to get worse, guess what? If your faith says it's not going to work, guess what? If your faith says I'll never be delivered, guess what? But if your faith says I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know what it's going to be like, I don't know how it's going to come, I don't know how, I just know my God is able. Woo! Pardon me if I get a little excited about what I believe is right and what I believe is true, but I'm telling you tonight, my God can set you free. God can deliver you. He can touch you right now. And even in your dilemma, you can feel absolute victory. Some of you are praying for loved ones that are sick on drugs, sick on alcohol, and sick out of their mind with this world, and you're praying for them. Hallelujah. And along with me, I've got couch potatoes, and I've got family that can't even hardly walk out of the house. Amen. And they don't see that they ever will. And when they want prayer, they ask somebody else to pray. But I'm telling you right now, I see them shouting victory. I see them speaking in tongues. I see them being baptized. Is that okay? I see them full of the Spirit. I see them being refreshed and renewed. Listen, the last thing God needs is whiners. The last thing God needs is complainers. The last thing God needs in this house is people that doubt Him and people that want to look at the negative. And people that want to have animosity and bad feelings toward one another. I'm not preaching that because that's the way it is right now. I know better than that. Amen. You start preaching against that when it's already happening and it gets worse. Well, he don't know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad you feel good tonight and you think I do know what I'm talking about because it'll help you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you right now. Amen. All of that is out there and it's coming our way like a flood. And so when it gets in here, don't join the pity party, but show them how my God can get them out. Am I making any sense? Praise the Lord. Amen. Next scripture. He that spared not his own son delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Somebody shout, all things. All things. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Amen. It is God that is justified. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. In other words, Paul said, let's not talk about his death anymore. That's behind him. Let's talk about how he is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, which means authority and dominion and power, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, somebody shout no. Shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Hello, come on now. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Life is going to come at us at full throttle, but we better get our minds made up that we're going to make the trip. I want us to get persuaded as Paul was persuaded, that I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. I thank God Paul didn't say just me, but he said us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm glad. I preached many years ago across the nation a message entitled, I talked about where the Lord touched Paul in that scripture. And that scripture was put together in the Word of God, not just for him and his bunch, but it was put together for us. Amen. Hallelujah. A made-up mind. A gut-grit determination. Amen. A stamina in the Holy Ghost that makes me know that I will never return back to where I came from. Amen. That hell, you can tell hell I'm not coming. And you can tell hell it can't have my hallelujah. And you can tell hell I'm taking my family with me to glory. Amen. Is that okay? Can I make a stand like that? I know this is a wishy-washy world. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, we've got to get a made up mind. Right? Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help me to help give hope. I want to give someone hope. I don't want to ever be caught being a hindrance and not a help. Hallelujah. When you haven't figured out what God wants you to be, know for a fact that God wants you to be here. You'll never find out what God wants you to be being frustrated and leaving the church. Being frustrated and chasing after the world. You'll never know what God wants you to be. Amen. Amen. The very first thing that is the perfect will of God. Amen. If you're going to find out what you're going to be, is be here. Because you don't know the time, you don't know the hour, you don't know the moment, and you don't know the day. I can talk to you, we can get together, we can share, and we can care. Amen. But Isaiah 9:6 says, he's my counselor, he's my mighty God, he's my governor, he's my friend, he's my hope. Hallelujah. He's everything that I need, and he's going to come through for me full throttle. Now, I just helped you with something in 30 seconds that took me almost 15 years to learn. Because there was nobody to tell me that the will of God in your life, as long as you seek after God diligently, that the will of God is inevitable in your life. It's going to come no matter what the devil thinks. It's going to come no matter what you think. It's going to come no matter what I think. It's going to come no matter what the church does. Hallelujah. The will of God is on its way for you. Amen. I wouldn't have God, somebody could have told me that. Amen. I couldn't drive through a city without thinking I'm going to pastor there. I couldn't drive through another state without thinking I'm going to pastor there. I couldn't go here without thinking I'm going to pastor there. And you can ask my wife, I had to go to the doctor. I nearly went in the hospital because I made up my mind that wherever I went, I was going to spend the rest of my life right there. And that's where they were going to plant my dead body. Amen. And that was important to me. And nobody had a word for me. And then all of a sudden, I got a call in the midst of all of that. Amen. And somebody told me a little church in Lexington running about 12 people or so is open. Are you available? And I heard God say, that's it, go. And I went, and I've been here ever since. Hallelujah. Amen. The will of God is inevitable. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to worry over it. You don't have to get wrinkled over it. You don't have to have a heart attack, high blood pressure. cancer, sugar, diabetes. You just got to believe God. Let God be faithful. You come in here, take a deep breath, and just worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Just worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't let anybody tell you what you're going to be, who you're going to be, how it's going to turn out. Only God knows that. There was an evangelist that preached just before me in Nacogdoches, Texas. Hallelujah. The pastor there is a little bit of a prophet of God. And he told me, he said, Brother Marshburn, he said, that young man preached up a storm. He said, we had people receive the Holy Ghost everywhere. And he said, before God, I knew he was not called to preach. I said, my word, what'd you do? He said, I told him. I said, whoa. He said, I set him down in my office. And he said, son, I love you. He said, what you've done is marvelous. He said, people have received the Holy Ghost because of what you've preached and how you have done. He said, but I'm telling you, for some reason, I feel like you're not called to preach. Without a hesitation, that young man started digging in his wallet. He pulled out his card for the United Pentecostal Church International. Amen. And he threw it down on the table. He said, Pastor Booth, thank you so much. He said, my mama called me to preach. He said, this is too much pressure. He said, I can't take it. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I can't feel it. It's not on me. He said, but I wanted to be so pleasing to my mama. Hey, you don't listen to your mama. You don't listen to your about those things. You let God do God things. You let God do spirit things. You let God do anointed things. And you do whatever your hands do to find to do for the glory of God. And while you're doing that, God will lead you and all things will unfold for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you haven't figured all that out, what God wants you to be, just know for a fact He wants you to be here. Look at John 14, 5 through 9. Amen. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And you're right. Thomas, you're right. You'll never know the way if you don't get your way out of the way. And let God be faithful to you. Jesus said to him, listen, I am the way. I am the way. I am the will of God in your life. I am your direction. I am, when he said I am, that meant everything. Hello? He said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the whole life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and you've seen him. Because Jesus said, Philip said, look at what Philip said. I like Philip. He just put it in a nutshell and he got to the program. He said unto the Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. Just show us the Father and we'll be happy about it. And then Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Praise God. Lord, we don't know the way. Jesus said, that's okay. I am the way. Follow me. Amen. The religious world wants to say, no way. But I'm preaching tonight, yes way. He is the way. He is the only way. We can't go about this stuff just making up any religion we want just because it feels good or it makes sense. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes open because right out of no way, right out of no way and nowhere, the perfect way will come if you're faithful to God. Because you're letting God be faithful to you. I was preaching, and in Malaysia. That's the other side of the world. When you get to Malaysia, you can come home any direction you want to because you're on the complete other side of the world. I was preaching Malaysia. We were building a church in the jungle. And that's where I met Juan. Everybody say Juan. Amen. At that particular time, we had a young man coming to our church named Wei. I looked up at Juan. He was in the rafters. We were building a church in the jungle out there. And I looked up in the rafters and I say, "Hey, Juan." He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "You're apostolic, right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "We got a young man in our church named Wei. He's apostolic." I said, "Why don't you come to America? You guys start a band called Juan Wei." They all laughed at me. Of course, they had to. You know how I am. Amen. Jesus is the way. So sometimes I need to get out of the way. I need to get out of the way with the fear, with the doubt and the trembling, and turn it all over to Jesus and just smile the rest of the day. I've come against things and I just smile and say, "Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but it's going to be good and I'll be right here to see it. But I'm going to continue to pray and I'm going to continue to seek your face. I'm going to continue to believe and trust in God." And it always happened. Hallelujah. Two things you cannot do. You cannot pay your way to His will. And secondly, you cannot pay for your sins. Amen. Because if you could, you'd be dead. Only He could die for our sins because He could raise Himself from the dead. He said, "Destroy this body and I will raise it up." That's what He said. He paid the way for sins, and He paved the way for His will. Do what your hands find to do. Let God be God. His will for the faithful is inevitable. Nothing can stop it. Our frustration is His timing is not our timing. I prayed for this last night. God, what's up? Amen. Trust Him. He's on time every time. Just let God be faithful. Hallelujah. Has life ever hit you hard with all of its confusion? Amen. Praise God. I asked Tucker to help me do something. Tucker, will you help Pastor? Come here a minute. That's okay. You just come barefooted, buddy. It might help you. That's okay. Come help Pastor. Hold my hand right there. If I asked you to jump again, remember before church I asked you to jump with me? Will you jump with me again? Let's do this. Jump, jump, jump. One more time. Don't give up. I'm the old man. Come on. Jump, jump. Let's jump real high and hit the ceiling. One, two, three, go. Oh, you can't hit the ceiling? Can you jump a little bit? Jump three times. One, two, three. Everybody freeze your face. Freeze your face. What are you doing? What are you doing? Thank you, Tucker. You can go sit with Mom again. You have done more than I have been able to do in 30 minutes. Thank you. You'd probably be a preacher. I'm just saying. What are you guys doing? Every one of you are smiling. Because He leaped for joy. He didn't even know why he was leaping. I just asked him to. What if the Lord was to come by in the Word of God and say, "Leap for joy." And we're His children. They can, but it ain't in me. If it's in a child, it's in His children. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know you're getting nervous now, aren't you? I'm fixing to say, "Everybody stand and leap with me." But I'm tired from leaping with Tucker. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? When the Bible said leap for joy, it didn't say leap after the joy comes. It said leap for it. If you need it, leap. If you need it, clap your hands. If you need it, rejoice. Amen. Because that's when the rest comes. So not only when you're tired will you receive rest because you're weary, but when you worship and praise Him, whether you feel like it or not, the rest will come. That's everything else that you need from God. How many of you need the rest? I'm so thankful for salvation, Lord, but there's something else I need here tonight. There's something in my mind, there's something in my spirit, and something in my heart. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Jesus has got this, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus has got this. Keep your eyes open, because right out of no way, it's coming. Hallelujah. You and I are going to do another, going to another dimension, because we will follow Him. And we're going to let Him be faithful, true, and real, and right. Amen. We're going to let God be loud when He wants to be loud. We're going to let Him be silent when He wants to be silent. But either way, we'll be right here, because we know that He is faithful. Always a Savior. Always a mighty God. Everlasting Father. Truth, life, way. And if we can come out of ourselves and come unto Him. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. All you that are tired, weary, going through the fire. Are you tired of being tired? Spirit weary. Are you sick of being sick? Without a healthy faith? A new tongue awaits you. A newfound faith awaits you. A long forgotten friend awaits you. Hope and help is yours in your distress. If you will just come, stand with me at this altar tonight and just let God be faithful. It is nothing you can earn. It is nothing you and I deserve. It is just something we need. And He's the God that meets needs. He's the God that touches lives. He's the God that saves and sets free. He's the God that delivers. He's the God that moves. He can move your mountain. Come on, Timothy, and stir up the gift of God within you. And let the presence of the Lord prevail. Let the Spirit of God speak.
This is my daily bread.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is my daily bread.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Spoken.
Come on.
To me. And I'm lost without you.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, name. I'm lost without you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe.
Oh, yes.
My.
This is the air I breathe.
This is the air that I breathe.
Your holy presence
living
in me.
Almighty God,
spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you,
Lord Jesus.
Oh,
I'm
yes,
desperate
I
for you, Lord. Jesus' name,
oh, I believe you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I need you, Lord. It's okay. It's okay to need Him. He loves that. It's okay to weep. It's okay to cry out to Him. But when we're weeping, believe. When we're crying out to Him, know that He is faithful. When we're on our 1, 2, 3, 7, 20-day fast, yeah, we have people that do that. Amen. It's okay. Starve the flesh, you feed the spirit. But while you're doing that, believe that He's faithful. And He will come through for you. I want to be faithful to Him. You know why? Because I know for a fact that He is faithful to me. Let's just lift our hands once again. Give Him glory for it. Give Him praise and honor and give Him thanks for it. God is good all of the time. And we're enjoying His very presence and His gifts and blessings. Holy Ghost, Your will, Your way. Touch every individual in the house tonight with Your divine goodness, with Your mercy and spirit. Let us all know tonight that You have a love that we can't shake. That you have a love that we can't get away from. That it's Your will to meet our needs. That it's Your desire to see us through. To give us strength, anointing, power, and authority, and dominion. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I want to thank you for being in the house of God today. I want to thank you for being in the presence of the Lord tonight. Prayer before service, thank you so much. Prayer last night, absolutely awesome and powerful. Amen. You know me, I'm about that far away from doing something crazy or funny. I was praying in the prayer room. Brother Daniel was up there. And I said, Lord, let the fire fall before Brother Daniel and his bunch freezes our heads off. And the fire has fallen. Now it's time for a brain freeze with ice cream. Lord, let it nourish our bodies somehow. Amen. And Lord, if You will, expand the church body with all this ice cream. So we could fill the house. God bless you. You're dismissed. Go and have a good time. We've got one to baptize in the wonderful name of Jesus tonight. Amen. So we look forward to that. Brother Mike Yance is going to baptize our brother in the name of Jesus.